Tuesday morning, we like to talk about the sport they play in heaven, with rugby. Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks joins us as always. How are we doing, Wicksy?
Not bad, thanks, Bear. Not bad, everybody.
That's the way. Some local rugby. The Brumbies had the weekend off, but some good results otherwise.
Yeah, very interesting to see. Of course, Pirates got over the top of Walker. And also, of course, Gunnar had a close loss to Inverell. They're, of course, at home on the weekend, Lorenz Gunnar Red Devils. They take on the crew there from Baraba. And if that isn't enough, of course, you've got the ladies there as well, so that'll be a full day's rugby from midday. Crindai Lions are on the road to the Rugugule Moree Wee Walla Bulls in one of the longest trips in the zone. And if that isn't enough for you, of course, the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies are at home to Tamworth Pirates in two grades. So get down there to the Sir Owen and Glenn Field.
Just and very quickly,
be part of it.
It's their ladies' day this Saturday as well. Talking to Ben McRae about it last week. So get down to Rugby Park in Scone. They would love to see everybody, especially the ladies this Saturday.
Yeah, it should be a fantastic day. Of course, in the other games there in Newcastle, we have a little bit of fun there in the Newcastle competition as University takes on Southern Beaches. The Singleton Earth Moving Bulls are at home to the Maitland Blacks, so that is the traditional Burgess-Valentine-Valentine-Burgess game as we move into round two. And the Nelson Bayside take on Wanderers, and that'll be at Wanderers, of course, in our divisional. We have the East side up against the Waratahs. Cessnock are at Drain Oval again as they take on Cook's Hill. And the Singleton Army out at the base take on the Mirror of the Carlton side. And, of course, the Muswell Keelers take on the crew there from the Goulburn Reds at the big local derby. And that'll be, of course, will be at Highbrook. And you can find out more through the Facebook pages, through the websites there, of course, hunterrugby.com.au and cnru.com.au when it comes to Central North. Also, the ladies, of course, play at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon there as Wanderers take on the crew there from the Madawi. And also, of course, the Hawks take on Tars, and that's, again, at about 4:30. So look out for that when it comes to rugby in this part of the world.
Super W rugby over the last weekend. The Waratahs ladies managed to do something the men could not do all season. They had a victory over the Reds.
Yeah, fantastic performance. Some great highlights on the website there, of course, rugby.com.au. All starts again on Thursday as WA takes on the crew there from the President's 15. Claudia Nielsen is part of the President's 15 after playing for the Western Force last year. And they're all back up in Coffs Harbour on Sunday from around about 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, I think it's 10 o'clock as ACT takes on the crew there from the President's 15. Then at around about 1 o'clock, we've got the Queenslanders taking on the Melbourne Rebels and the New South Wales Waratahs take on the Western Australians. And that'll be at 3 o'clock. We've got the finals next week. So Claudia is very, very excited to be part of the 15s, even though she's a very, very good sevens player, and we caught up with her at the Country Champs a couple of weeks ago there with Central North. Hopefully the Curlers will be out this week. The Cockatoos have been picked. Congratulations, all the fellows have been picked. We'll talk more about that next week. Nobody from Central North, New England, and also Western Plains, but a couple of blokes here from the Newcastle Hunter team, which we'll expand on next week. You can find out more through nswcountryrugby.com.au.
Wicksy, with the end of the Trans-Tasman competition, it means the test matches aren't too far away.
Yeah, fantastic. Congratulations goes to the Auckland Blues. An absolutely brutal final, and you wonder why. Those sides are absolutely and utterly relenting. Otago had all the things go against them, including a sin bin there to Ash Dixon, one of the co-captains of the Otago Highlanders. But an incredible final, 23-15. Hopefully for the Auckland Blues, that'll be start of a much more profitable time where people are coming back to the game for that franchise. Of course, they have the Bunnings Cup, which kicks off on the 6th of August. We've got test matches as well. Big Benny there from Gunnedah and Narrabri is going to be selected for Japan. Hopefully he'll be part of the test on Saturday night there as the British and Irish Lions take on Japan. So that should be fantastic. And also, of course, on the 7th of the, July, we have the Cadbury Wallabies playing in the El Toro series against the French. Interesting to note that the grand final of the English grand final will actually be on Saturday night on Fox Sports as the Exeter Chiefs, Nick White's old mob, take on Harlequins, who knocked out the best side all year, the Bristol Bears. And also the French grand final, which won't be anywhere, but it's the same as the European Cup final there as La Rochelle takes on Toulouse. So they're picking a big swag of the guys that played in the other clubs. They've got to come out for quarantine. And again, that first test will be on the 7th. And that'll be at the SCG. You can get your tickets through rugby.com.au. So there should be some interesting times ahead when it comes to the international footy. We've got a bit of a breather, but again, I'm really looking forward to seeing how the English grand final finishes itself off as they look to go into some test matches as well. Also, from Friday night at Townsville in the big stadium there, we've got our Australian Sevens playing as well in an Oceania series in the lead-up to the Olympics. So our girls will be part of that, and our fellas as well, with Samu Karevi being part of the experience there for the Australian Sevens team, which is interesting to see.
Plenty of rugby to look forward to. As always, Wixie, thank you very much. We'll probably talk some more on the Sideline View on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Pierre.